KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, we have mostly sunny skies and 59 degrees your temperature here this morning at the KJN studios. We look for mostly sunny skies today with southwest winds at 10 miles per hour and a high of 88. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in local news here on KJN. News is being brought to you here this hour by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Law enforcement and emergency responders had a busy Thursday evening in Cass County. Rescue and law enforcement responded at around 7:04 p.m. to a report of an apparent accidental shooting in Lyman, where a male subject was shot in the neck during the misfire of a 9mm handgun. He was transported to Cass County Memorial Hospital by Griswold Rescue. That incident remains under investigation. A few minutes later, authorities attempted a traffic stop in Atlantic on a motorcycle that reportedly ran a stop sign. When the cycle took off, a pursuit ensued. Authorities were not able to locate the motorcycle after losing sight of it. And at around 7:18 p.m., a fight between two inmates broke out at the Cass County Jail. Medevac ambulance was called to assist in the treatment of one person who was injured. The person was transported to Cass County Memorial Hospital. No other details are currently available. KJAN News Time is 7:07.
Are you unhappy with your current CD rates? At Stiefel, we have access to thousands of banks across the United States to help you find the best rate possible. We offer a full range of fixed income investment opportunities and have an experienced team of familiar faces that has served the needs of investors in Atlantic for more than 30 years. Give me, Jeff Morenz, a call at 712-243-5500 and see what Stiefel can do for you. Stiefel Nicholas & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC and New York Stock Exchange.
In other area news, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in Omaha says it has awarded a nearly $2.8 million contract to repair a Missouri River levee in southwestern Iowa. The contract is built up of the elevation of the levee that was breached near Percival in Hamburg during historic flooding in March. The breach near Percival was closed last month, and work to close the one at Hamburg is expected to be closed within days. The contract to raise the levees from 2 to 4.5 feet goes to Weston Solutions Incorporated of Chester, Pennsylvania. The Corps says more than 500 miles of levees on the Missouri, Platte, and Elkhorn Rivers, as well as other tributaries, have experienced significant flood damage this year. Iowa prison officials say inmates assaulted three staff members on duty at the Iowa State Penitentiary in Fort Madison. The Iowa Corrections Department says in a news release that the assault occurred on Thursday morning. Officials say a preliminary investigation shows that two inmates assaulted another inmate with several sharpened objects. Correctional officers responded and three suffered minor injuries in the course of subduing the attacking inmates. And officials say that it did not appear that the officers were cut by the attackers. Two of the officers were taken to a local hospital. The third was seen by institution medical personnel and returned to work. The inmate that was attacked was also taken to the hospital. Officials say his wounds appear to be not life-threatening, and visits to the prison have been suspended until further notice. The Adams County Sheriff's Office says a 15-year-old male was arrested around 6:42 p.m. on Thursday on a Class B felony charge of sexual abuse in the second degree. The unidentified teen was arrested after Adams County deputies were contacted about the possible sexual assault of a minor. The suspected teen was transported to the Central Iowa Detention Center in Eldora. A federal judge will let a jury decide a lawsuit against Grinnell College that challenges the way the Iowa school handles sexual misconduct complaints. The lawsuit was filed in March 2017 by a male student identified only as John Doe, who was expelled in 2016 after he was accused of sexual misconduct. Judge Rebecca Goodgame Ebinger concluded in a ruling filed on Tuesday that he has adequately shown that gender bias could have been a motivating factor in his dismissal, and he may not have received a fair and impartial review of his appeal. A student had sex with a female student. She said she willingly participated in the sex and didn't initially pursue a complaint, but the college launched an investigation and later sought her participation. Doe, who lives in the state of Washington, is seeking emotional and psychological damages, damage to reputation, past and future economic losses, loss of educational and athletic opportunities, and loss of future career prospects. He also wants a court order preventing Grinnell from violating federal laws prohibiting sex discrimination when it considers future sexual misconduct complaints. A trial is set for September 18th. Grinnell College spokeswoman Deborah Lucard says the judge's decision only means there will be a trial and there was no finding the college violated the law. She says the college looks forward to sharing its robust processes that uphold the rights of all of our students at trial. And the Iowa Supreme Court has agreed to hear an appeal of a lawsuit challenging a new state law that changed the way some judges are being selected in Iowa. A state court judge last month dismissed the lawsuit filed in May by a group of lawyers and Democratic lawmakers against Governor Kim Reynolds, saying they didn't have legal standing to challenge the law. The new law gave the governor an additional appointment to the 17-member state judicial nominating commission, meaning the governor will appoint the majority of members. The lawsuit alleged the vote of the commission's lawyer members was diluted and that the law is an unconstitutional overreach by the legislative branch into the judicial branch. The commission nominates justices for the Iowa Supreme Court and the Iowa Court of Appeals. Supreme Court Justice Bruce Zager signed an order on Tuesday denying a request to halt enforcement of the new law until the case could be considered on appeal. However, Zager says the court will hear the appeal. And in an update to a story earlier this week, initial appearance was set for an Atlantic businessman yesterday in a district court. Larry Scott Folk of Atlantic did make his initial appearance on Thursday and was advised of charges and maximum penalties. A plea of not guilty was accepted and a trial date was set for September 9th. Folk was released on condition of pretrial release. A plea entry deadline was set for August 23rd. And according to court documents, Folk and others devised a scheme to purchase vehicles on behalf of Second Street Repair and then remove the odometer clusters from those vehicles, replace them with lower mileage odometer clusters, and then proceed to sell them to folks outside of Iowa and within the state of Iowa. That's a look at some of the latest in area news. We'll take a look at funeral announcements next. News Time 7:12.
Is your current financial advisor offering only a limited variety of portfolio options? At your local Stiefel branch in Atlantic, we take a holistic approach to wealth management, offering a full range of investment services. Give me a call, Jeff Moranz, at 712-243-5500 to set up a one-on-one meeting to review your investment options. Together, we can help you design a tailored portfolio that fits your unique long-term goals. Stiefel Nicholas & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC and New York Stock Exchange.
In your funeral announcements, Dorothy Carrick, age 97, of Greenfield, died Sunday at the Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Dorothy Carrick will be held today at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Ella Charlene Kalbach, age 93, of Menlo, died Friday at the New Homestead Nursing Home in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Ella Kalbach will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Mary Ludeman, age 88, of Atlantic, died on Saturday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. A time of food, fellowship, and visitation with the family of Mary Ludeman will be held today from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the activities room at the Heritage House Health Center. Roland Funeral Service Atlantic is assisting the family with arrangements. Marjorie LaVon Hill, age 95, of Arizona and formerly of Bagley, died Monday in Arizona. Graveside services for Marjorie Hill will be held today at 3 p.m. at the Highland Township Cemetery in Bayard. Twig Funeral Home Panora has the arrangements. Dan Deacon Grover, age 71, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Cass County Memorial Hospital. A meal and party in honor of Dan Deacon Grover's last ride will be held on Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Walnut Amvet Post number 45. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Gary Damon, age 65, of Manning, died Monday at Regency Park in Carroll. Funeral services for Gary Damon will be held on Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Gary Lee Bandit Goebbels, age 59, of Erling, died Tuesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A mass of Christian burial for Gary Bandit Goebbels will be held Monday at 10:30 a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Larry Chestnut, age 82, of Guthrie Center and formerly of Adair, died Monday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Larry Chestnut will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has arrangements. And David H. Robbs, age 72, of Carroll, formerly of Atlanta, Georgia, died Wednesday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Celebration of Life graveside services for David H. Robbs will be held at a later date at Fort Snelling National Cemetery in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Kessler Funeral Home Audubon has arrangements. That's a look at your latest in news and funeral announcements here on KJAN, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.